So here's the headline for you. You ready?
Okay.
Man is exposed to virus, refuses treatment, and dies.
Right. Okay. That's been happening.
This is a big story today.
Why? People that are getting COVID that won't get treatment?
No, it's not COVID. It's rabies.
No.
He was on his back deck a couple of weeks ago in Lake County, wherever this is, Illinois. So Lake County, Illinois, he's on his back deck. A bat was back there and bit him on the neck.
Oh, my! A bat literally bit him on the neck, like a bit vampire biting you on a neck? Oh, that's a cliche. Okay.
But how great is that? You're like, oh, yes. Got bitten by a bat. Now I'm a vampire. But no, he's not a vampire. And he doesn't sparkle in the sunshine. The bat had rabies. The guy goes to the doctor and the doctor said, all right, it really sucks to have rabies. You have to go through this regimen. You have to get the vaccine. You have to do. No, I don't want the vaccine.
Okay.
I've had enough of vaccines. You're not going to give me a vaccine. I'll be fine.
And the doctor said, but this is rabies. This is not.
No, but he said, no, I'm not doing any vaccine. You doctors have been trying to push vaccines on me for months now. I'm not going to do it. I've lived this long. He's in his 80s. So I've lived this long. I will be fine. I don't want any vaccine. So he's dead now.
Oh my God. And the thing is, I think I've read that dying of rabies is a very, very terrible death.
Well,
it's not like one day you wake up and like you just, that's it, you're out. Yeah. No, I think it's a pretty bad death too.
Yeah. And getting shots for it, I heard, really suck because you got to put the shots in your stomach or some crazy crap.
Yeah,
like
but you
that.
Get to live afterwards.
Oh, is that it? No, this guy didn't want any vaccine, so he's like, "No vaccine, I'll be just fine." And he died.
Well, but that's his choice. He made that choice. He was given the options by the doctor. I mean, that's the thing. We live in a country where people get to make choices about their own health care. I mean, this is no different than somebody who doesn't want to get chemotherapy because it, you know, is for a lot of people's bodies, it's a little rough on their body. And for some people, the chemotherapy is worse than the cancer. So they don't go for chemo.
Yeah,
and they're
rabies,
like,
you have three shots and it's fine. It goes away. You live.
Right. Yeah. I guess it's not like cancer.
No, I think after today, because today there was a story that the parents in this county in South Carolina are suing the school system so their kids don't have to wear masks. And I watched it and I said, at what point did I wake up in the fucking Twilight Zone?
Right.
What? They're trying to protect your kids. You're like, no, sue you. They're suing the school system for trying to keep their kids safe. I don't know where I woke up in the wrong dimension.
Yeah, it is kind of perplexing when it comes to your children, because you would think that, you know, with your kids, you're going to do anything you can to keep them safe and healthy and protected. So, yeah, it kind of goes against the natural instinct that you would think parents have.
Maybe you can say, no, I don't want my kid to wear a mask. I said my piece, but they're going to wear a mask anyway. But no, let's take the school system to court. So Johnny doesn't have to wear a mask. So Johnny can breathe when he's in math.
Okay, so when the kids play football, like let's say there's a boy, and part of the uniform is to wear the helmet to protect your head, are these also parents who are like, no helmets? I want my kid to breathe fresh air. I don't want a helmet on my kid when they're running up and down a football field.
Yeah, no pad, no cup. Screw the cup.
Right.
Don't wear the cup. Your nuts will be fine. If you get kicked in the nuts, you'll be fine. I don't know.
Stop there? Why, you know, why put your kid in a seatbelt or a baby seat, whatever you got to put your, you know, whatever legally you have to do there? Why stop at masks? There are so many things that legally the government is telling you what to do to protect your kid. It's your kid.
But 5 years ago, we wouldn't let kids play outside anymore because we were afraid of people taking them.
Stranger danger, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, helicopter parents, you heard that term, that they wanted to do everything to protect their kids. And now it's like, Just whatever. I'm done. I don't even want kids anymore. They piss me off. Don't wear a mask. Breathe.
That sounds like the same family that has the grandpa who just died of rabies because he refused to get a rabies shot.
Yeah. No, I no vaccine for me. No, that's government trying. Dude, you're going to die in like a week if we don't give you this one shot. No, screw it. I'll die. It's a bat. It's not COVID.
Right. It's not, you didn't get bit by a dog. You didn't get bit by like a kitten. It's a bat.
It's a bat. It has rabies. You're going to die. No. No, it will hurt for 5 seconds when we put the needle in you. No.
But that's men for you. I got to tell you, as somebody, you don't know because you're a man, but as a woman who's had to deal with men, whenever they get sick or something happens, men are like, I'll be fine. But your arm is hanging off of your shoulder. No, it'll be fine.
No, when it comes to rabies and the doctor said the animal that bit you has rabies, I'm going to say, yeah, fix me. Do whatever you want.
Right, right.
I mean, I still get a flu shot. I still try to prevent. I want to prevent bad things happening to me.
Right.
You know, that's what I do. I'm sorry. You know, and this guy's like,
I'm a real man. I made it 80 years.
I made it 80 years. If I turn into a vampire, great. Awesome.
But see, that's the exciting thing. Maybe he's probably watched a lot of those vampire shows, but he's like, you don't understand. This isn't rabies. I get to be a vampire now, which means I get to live forever. Aren't you watching What We Do in the Shadows?
No, he's 80 years old. He hasn't seen a vampire since Bela Lugosi. That's the last vampire he saw was back in the 30s.